Simon Reeves' life reads like fiction, a troubled, suicidal teenager who transformed into one of the world's most respected travel documentarians. What makes his story extraordinary isn't just the dramatic arc from despair to success, but how travel itself became both his salvation and purpose. Growing up in working-class Acton, West London, Reeves' early life was marked by family conflict, poor academic performance, and escalating delinquency. By his teens, he was carrying knives, drinking heavily, and spiraling toward a crisis point that found him standing on a footbridge, contemplating ending his life. The sound of a lorry's horn jolted him back, a moment that would eventually lead to adventures across more than 120 countries and a celebrated career bringing the world's untold stories into millions of homes. Everything changed with a simple piece of advice. Take things step by step. After hitting rock bottom, Reeve borrowed money from his mother for a train ticket to Scotland, his first solo journey beyond London. In Glencoe, he hired a tiny red Peugeot and began hiking up a mountain despite having no proper equipment. As darkness fell, he continued climbing through Cor Gabal, the Lost Valley, muttering step by step with each footfall. The euphoria he felt upon reaching the summit became a transformative moment. This small adventure taught him that even in despair, incremental progress could lead to profound change. The philosophy of taking manageable steps guided his emergence from depression. Rather than setting distant goals, he focused on surviving each day, collecting trolleys at Waitrose, volunteering at charity shops, and applying for countless jobs despite repeated rejections. When he spotted an advertisement in the Sunday Times for postboys with potential journalism training, he poured everything into his application, turning his CV into a newspaper. Despite feeling completely unqualified among thousands of applicants, he landed one of five positions, a foot in the door that would change everything. At the Sunday Times, Reeve transformed from a humble postboy sorting mail into an investigative journalist tackling global terrorism. By making himself indispensable, mastering ancient photocopiers and volunteering for extra tasks, he caught the attention of senior journalists. His big break came when foreign editor John Witherow sent him to investigate South African neo-Nazi terrorists possibly hiding in Lincolnshire. Despite his inexperience, Reeve tracked down two dangerous men who had bombed taxi ranks in South Africa, uncovering documents proving they'd been funded by the South African Defense Force. This success led to more investigative assignments, often while still juggling his postboy duties. The meritocratic environment of the newspaper valued results over background, allowing Reeve to thrive despite his lack of qualifications. Under the mentorship of chief investigative reporter Peter Honham, he learned to dig for information, mirror people's behaviors, and move between worlds. His principal weapon was the telephone, and he mastered the art of silence to encourage others to speak. After years at the newspaper, Reeve left to write The New Jackals, a book warning about Osama bin Laden and a new breed of terrorists with no moral restrictions on mass killing. Published in 1998, it received little attention until September 11, 2001, when it became the only book in the world about the group behind the attacks. Reeve's transition to television came unexpectedly during a football game in Kensington Gardens, when a BBC producer overheard him mentioning he needed a substantial project. This chance encounter led to Meet the Stands, a groundbreaking journey through Central Asia that combined travel with current affairs. Before departing, he completed intensive BBC training, from chemical weapons preparation to a hostile environment course run by ex-Special Forces soldiers. The series took him to places rarely seen on Western television. In Kazakhstan, he met the Kazakh Beatles, who had discovered forbidden Western music through smuggled tapes during Soviet times. In remote villages, he participated in traditional ceremonies and even the dangerous horseback game Kokpar, played with a headless goat carcass. The series aired in 2003 to critical acclaim, with The Guardian calling it a thrilling postcard from the edge. This success led to places that don't exist, exploring unrecognized states with their own governments and armies yet unable to join the United Nations. In Somalia's war-torn capital, Mogadishu, Reeve felt like he was in a science fiction story where everything was out to kill me. Buildings were pockmarked with bullets, streets strewn with debris. During one terrifying standoff, anti-aircraft guns were pointed directly at him, a moment where he experienced an unexpected calm, accepting there was nothing he could do but wait to see if he would live or die. While filming an ambitious journey around the equator, Reeve contracted malaria in Gabon, a brush with death that forced weeks of recovery and soul-searching conversations with his wife about whether to continue. Despite the genuine hardships of these filming trips, cramped accommodations, terrible roads causing back problems, constant movement, he couldn't deny these journeys were extraordinary privileges. A profound moment came at Kenya's Dadaab refugee camp, where he met Fatima, a 23-year-old Somali woman who had spent 17 years in what she called an open prison. Despite being well-educated and English fluent, she was forbidden from traveling more than 12 miles from the camp perimeter. Standing with her at the camp's edge, the stark contrast hit Reeve like a bolt. His British passport granted him freedom to travel worldwide, while she remained trapped in a desert patch. This encounter continues to haunt him every time he reaches for his passport. Reeve's approach to travel to evolve to seek alternatives to stereotypes, finding positivity in troubled places or exposing problems in paradise destinations. He discovered that getting off beaten tracks and exploring both light and shade creates more rounded adventures. People everywhere, he found, are willing to discuss their problems. For most, sharing with outsiders is cathartic. His simple rules for meaningful travel: visit strange places, take chances, ask questions, seek excitement, eat unfamiliar food, embrace foreign cultures, and welcome calculated risk. While some romanticize a bygone golden age of travel, Reeve believes we're living in the real golden age now, when travel is cheaper and safer than ever before, offering sensory stimulation and life enhancement to those fortunate enough to have the freedom to explore. From that desperate teenager on a bridge to a globally recognized explorer, Reeve's journey reminds us of our extraordinary capacity for transformation. His story isn't just about seeing the world. It's about how engaging with different cultures and perspectives can heal us, challenge us, and ultimately help us find purpose. The world remains an endlessly fascinating place, full of light and shade, waiting to be discovered one step at a time. Perhaps the greatest lesson from his remarkable life is that the journey itself, with all its unexpected detours and challenges, is where we truly find ourselves.